Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of the Tavaris Taylor Show. That's right, it's music with a message and radio with a purpose. It is the Tavaris Taylor Show. Today, Sunday, November the 1st, 2009. And it's a great day here. It's a great day here, even though my fantasy football team is not doing good at all. How about I'm down so many points? But you know, it is what it is. I am joined this week by my co-host, Ms. Deanna Coles. What it is?
Mr. Tavaris Taylor, what it is?
Nothing much, man. I'm a little miserable right now. Even though, you know, huh?
I said, I see.
Well, you know, hey, it is. You know, I'm down a substantial amount of points in my fantasy football league. The 49ers didn't do too well today. They actually held on. They only lost by four. But, you know, it is what it is. And even still, we're going to get God some praise in a minute. Because, you know, he's still worthy. He's still worthy of the glory and the honor. But thank you, folks, for listening to the Tavaris Taylor Show. Tonight is our R&B neo-soul explosion. We're just going to play a bunch of R&B neo-soul, if that's all right with y'all. You know, keeping it, you know, going back to basics. No guests tonight. Well, we're never going to say no guests tonight because we might have a couple folks, you know, call in to the show.
You never know.
You know, Marissa, she's going to be calling us in a little later, our other show producer, co-host, and, you know, we're going to get out of the way. We're going to get some music in your mindset. We're going to kick things off with some brand-new Byron Cage. This joint is called I Give You Praise. You're listening to the Tavaris Taylor Show, a part of the WOW Radio family.
Come on, the working class, that everything that has breath, give God the praise. Look at somebody's day and tell them, I will bless them in the sanctuary. All time.
Scoop can make a child smile, and that by slowing us down, the traffic light can keep us going. You know that the lawnmower makes life easier, that the blood bank makes life possible. But did you know all these ideas came from the minds of African Americans? Support the United Negro College Fund, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Visit uncf.org or call 1-800-332-UNCF. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
We back. You know, I got distracted because I had my church two-step over here. I almost pulled out my usher coat. I mean, hey, we had a nice little groove.
Message church two-step.
But, yeah, we are back, and you are listening to Radio with a Purpose, Music with a Message on the Tavares Taylor Show, and we just took the listeners to church. You just heard from Mr. Byron Cage with I Give You Praise and followed by Dwayne Woods with Sunshine. So I like two of those two joints right there.
Good.
Yeah.
No,
all
that's
right,
enough.
Well,
I love them so too.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, it was really nice. Got me in a good mood for the rest of the show. So
I told you I'm still a little salty on my fantasy football, but that's all right. We're going to be all right.
You will be okay.
It's all good. Well, folks, this is a segment, the part of the show we call Soul in the City. This is where we get involved with all of the events that are going on in areas near you, by you, and we just want you to attend. So if you are in a city that we say that we have an event, be sure to go ahead on and stop by, show your support, tell them that the Tavares Taylor Show sent you, and Ms. Deanna Coles, take it away.
All right. Well, this week's Soul in the City is brought to you by Your Choice Destinations Travel Group. If someone is looking to book hotels, flights, rental cars, check us out at www.yourchoicedestinations.com. And so the first Soul in the City event is called Change, Reflections, and Conversations on Barack Obama's Presidency. It is a symposium hosted by 900 AM WURD in Philly. That is Philly's only African-American owned and operated talk radio station. They will engage some of the top thought leaders in the country and the community at large in a dialogue on various topics related to President Obama. This will be Thursday, November the 5th at 6:30 at the Pearlman Theater in Philly. Tickets for this event range from $10 to $100. And if you are interested in getting tickets, you can go to www.kimmelcenter.org. The second event is Evelyn Hammonds, who is the Dean of Harvard College. She will be conducting a lecture on diversity in higher education Friday, November the 6th from 4 to 5:30 p.m. at the University of Illinois Student Center East. She is the Dean of Harvard College. She's also served as Harvard University's first Senior Vice Provost for Faculty Development and Diversity. And she is also the Barbara Gutman Rosenkrantz Professor of History of Science and of African and African American Studies. For information, you can go to www.uic.edu. And the last event is the Soul Ascension Weekend, which is hosted by my friend, J.B., Mr. James Dean. That's going on November the 7th and 8th in Hollywood, Florida. This is a soul-infused weekend filled with pure soul music and will consist of live performances from Eric Roberson, the Jesse Boykins III, and Carol Riddick. And for tidbit information, you can go to www.soulascensionweekend.com. And that is Soul in the City for this week.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. You listening to the Tavares Taylor Show. Don't forget, if you know of any events that are going on in your area or you want to check out any other events, feel free to hit us up at info@TavaresTaylor.com. That's info@TavaresTaylor.com. Miss Deanna Coles, we are joined on the line by our other co-host, Miss Marissa. What's going on, baby? How are you?
What's going on?
You sound like your fantasy football team doing bad. What's going on with you?
Oh, nothing.
I hear you. It's all good. I'm going to go to the phone lines real quick, see who's stopping by to say hello on the Tavares Taylor Show. Carla, are you there?
Yes, I am.
What's going on, Carla? Introduce your name to the Tavares.
My name is Tina.
Tina.
Yes.
By the name of Tina Marie.
Yes. How you doing?
I'm doing outstanding, ma'am. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
We really appreciate you taking the time out to stop by the show.
I'm very excited about it. How you doing today?
I'm doing outstanding.
Good.
I just want you to let you know, if this interview is a little quirky, it's because I have a crush on you when I was 10, 12 years old.
That's very cute.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, square beers and Portuguese
fire
love. You know, you and Rick, I mean, y'all were all up in that house. I mean, y'all like family. Y'all were all up in the house. So thank you so much for putting out beautiful, beautiful music. I'm talking real music. It's outstanding. So for the people who may be tuning in and may not know who you are, which, I mean, they must be living under a rock.
Tina Marie.
That's right. So you've been doing this music thing, singing, writing for a couple years now.
30 years. I'm going to my 31st year.
So what's the secret to the longevity?
Oh, you know what? I think because I'm still passionate about the music.
Mm-hmm.
I still really love what I do, and it's really awesome to be able to do what you love every day of your life, you know?
Right.
And I love performing. I love the studio. I'm just happy about the music and that so many people have just, you know, gravitated to it over the years.
For sure. We were watching your story on TV.
From New Orleans?
Go ahead.
Are you from New Orleans?
I don't know. Actually, I'm from Richmond. I'm from Virginia.
Good show.
Yep, definitely. We're on the East Coast.
Oh, okay.
D.C. We're in the D.C. area now.
That's such a southern thing, for sure.
Yeah, I got a little twang. But you know what? I mean, the whole longevity thing, I mean, you cats like you, Charlie Wilson, Ron Isley, even R. Kelly, for instance. I mean, the thing about you guys that separates you guys from every other artist that's out there, you can see your passion. You can hear it in your lyrics. I don't know if a lot of people know, but you write. And
I wrote all my own stuff. Most people
mm-hmm.
know that.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote everything that I've ever done in my career except for the first album.
Outstanding. Wow. Who's you work with on that first album?
Rick.
Man.
Yep.
That guy.
That's the only one I didn't produce and write.
That's awesome. You want to talk about that relationship a little bit?
Yeah. I mean, he was my musical soulmate and one of my best friends, and I miss him. You know, he's an absolute genius, brilliant, brilliant musician, incredible artist, and a really wonderful person.
I agree. Ladies, y'all want to chime in?
Definitely. I'm over here like,
you
want to
go first?
It's like my auntie. You know, like Tam said, I mean, that's all I heard. That's all I grew up with. I mean, you and Rick, you're like my aunt and uncle, basically.
Oh,
I don't know any different. I know you mentioned you really enjoy performing. You enjoy being in the studio. What do you prefer more? What do you enjoy more, performing or actually?
A live performance.
Performing?
Yeah, I love. I've been professionally performing since I was 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So I really don't know life without performing and music, but that's my first love, is being on stage, seeing the people's faces. You know, but because I'm a writer and a songwriter and stuff, I love being in the studio as well.
Mhm. Okay. And as far as your fans, let me see. What is something crazy or something just out of the ordinary that a fan has done to show you how much they love you, besides calling you their auntie?
I had some really, really beautiful experiences. Over the years, I've had a lot of artwork given to me. A lot of artists have painted me.
Mm-hmm.
African-American artists always give me more African-American features than I have. It's kind of cool, though. Like, I have all this artwork, and they just always, like, make me blacker than what I really am. But, you know, that's just how they perceive the music and who I am. It's beautiful, however it is.
Because
you know,
transcendent.
And I have a lot of gifts and, you know, a lot of fans just show up that travel all over the world to come see me, you know, and that's pretty amazing. I'll look up and I'll be like out in the desert and, you know, on an Indian reservation, and I'll go, is that Larry from D.C.? You know? So it's pretty cool.
That's what's up. Marissa,
all
go
right.
ahead.
I'm Milk and Honey on your latest single,
yeah,
CD, Congo. Yes, I love that song.
Thank you. I want to know
if you're going to be writing, is your daughter coming out with something shortly, and are you going to be writing for her?
I'm not producing her, though.
Okay.
She's doing her own thing. She's writing and producing her own music with a couple of guys that she's working with. I'm not doing her record.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I don't like
you
it.
Can
not
tell
dynamic,
your daughter.
Yeah, you know, I got to let her be free. Let her stand on her own. She's awesome in her own right, so. You know, I'm very proud of her, very happy for her. And I actually wrote one song that she asked me for that I wrote for Minnie Riperton back in, like, 30 years ago.
Mm.
And my daughter asked me, she said, Mommy, she said, what album is that on? And I was like, it's not on any album. And she said, can I have it? And I was like, you can have anything that I got.
Nice.
So she recorded it. It's absolutely beautiful. It's called Comeback Lover.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But other than that, I'm letting her, you know, do her own thing.
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to having, you know, waiting for her upcoming project, because I know
Thank
it's going
to
be very
Thank
nice.
You. She's a great songwriter.
No. Well, she get it from, you know, I mean, the apple don't fall too far from the tree.
Exactly.
Get it from her mama.
There you go.
Nah, that's what's up. Off of the CD, y'all. Y'all need to check out Congo Squares, Tina Marie's latest CD, Baby, I Love You, Ear Candy, You Baby, Milk and Honey, Soldier, Marry Me, Black Cool, Harlem Blues. I'm telling you, if you want to take a trip down to New Orleans, you want to take a trip around the world, it's only Tina Marie can take you. Yeah, you need to cop that album, Congo Square.
Thank you.
Yeah,
and
no
if
problem.
If you're anywhere near a TV set in about 35 minutes from now, it's the premiere of Unsung.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The story of Tina Marie. It's about to come on.
Okay.
So it's on TV One, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Western Standard Time.
That's what's up. And we know that you got to get ready to get on and check that out real quick. But real quick, what's next for you? Give us some
right
contact.
Right now, I only got 3 shows left this year, and I'm off till after that till next year. I'm just chilling right now.
Okay.
I've been working all year. I'm working on an inspirational project, another R&B album, and a jazz record. And right now, I'm not doing anything. I'm just chilling in my house.
I hear that. You doing anything with Cash Money anymore?
No, but I might.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Now, who is it that you haven't worked with that you want to work with?
I've worked with everybody from Sarah Vaughan to Ella Fitzgerald to Lenny Kravitz to Stevie Wonder to Rick James to Gerald Levert to Howard Hewitt to I can't even think right now because I've worked with some of the most incredible artists that
I never even
imagined that, you know, one day I would meet all these people that I loved so much.
Well, you know, we got a group ourselves. I play the harmonica, and Deanna, she claps real good.
Okay.
And,
I do.
You know, so if you ever want to work with us, you know, you're looking for somebody
okay.
to do harmonica,
all
hit
right.
me up.
Well, thank you for the offer.
Ain't no problem. Folks, this is Tina Marie. Tina, real quick, give us some contact information so people can stay in contact with you.
My website is www.theofficialtinamarie.com.
Okay.
I'm on Twitter, Miss Tina Marie, and you can get me through those.
Gotcha. Y'all hear that, folks? The official TinaMarie.com and Twitter.
Miss Tina Marie is my Twitter name.
Miss Tina Marie on Twitter. All right. Thank you so much, ma'am. I really appreciate you. Keep doing
Thank
what
you.
You're doing.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless now.
All right.
Bye-bye. Folks, that was the incomparable Miss Lady T live on the Tavares Taylor Show. That's right, y'all. You never know who's going to stop by on the show here. I'm excited. That's what I'm talking about.
Sweating.
That's what I'm talking about. I mean, that's like, you know, that's like your auntie. That's like your aunt, like Dee said. I mean,
it is.
I ain't going to lie. I had a crush on her. I still, you know, a little tongue tied. You know, I like Tina Marie. Yes, sir.
So are you feeling better since your team lost? But
what team? What team are you talking about?
Yeah, right.
That's what's up, folks. You've been listening to the Tavares Taylor Show. Be sure to check out Tina Marie on her website, theofficialtinamarie.com. Be sure to check out her Twitter page, and that's Miss Tina Marie. Be sure to just Google her. Be sure to pick up that CD, Congo Square. That's right. It's 16 tracks of just great slamming music. Matter of fact, I think we're going to give a copy away. Somebody email me, where Tina Marie from? At info@TavaresTaylor.com. info@TavaresTaylor.com. You want a copy of Congo Square by Tina Marie. That's how we do. We give stuff away, son.
Yeah.
That's how we do it.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
On the Tavares Taylor Show.
He say son?
East Coast.
Yeah. Yeah, crazy. Folks, we're going to get into some music real quick here on the show. Upcoming, we got some Lettucey. We got some Lisa Shaw, and I ain't going to say what else we got. You just got to keep it locked to the Tavares Taylor Show, a part of the Wild Radio family.
What's up, y'all? This is Sinique, and we're united in hip-hop soul matrimony on the Tavares Taylor Show.
Thank you. watched it shine down on me. I'm gonna spread my wings, yeah. And I'm gonna tell all I see. And these happy feelings, hey, I'll spread them all over the world. From here, my soul, yeah, 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 yeah. Ooh, 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 yeah. These happy feelings, yeah, happy feelings.
You're listening to the Radio With a Purpose, Music With a Message, the Tavares Taylor Show. Welcome back. This is your girl, Marissa, and you just heard music from Lisa Shaw, I'm Okay, At Jazz featuring Clara Hill before, and Lettucey with Happy Feelings. So what's up next?
He's a mess. Yo, that's my joint right there. Yo, if you don't have that project, you need to check that one out, too. That's the Frankie Beverly and Maze remake. It's a tribute album. That joint is hot. It's got stuff by Kim, stuff by Joe. There you just heard Lettucey, Raheem Devon's on that joint. Hot, 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 hot. That joint's nice. But also check out Tina Marie Congo Square. That joint is banging too. So, yeah, I'm going to go back to the phone lines, and I'm going to see who else is on the line. Cola, are you there?
Yes.
Hello, Cola.
I'm here. Can y'all hear me?
We can hear you. We can hear
okay,
you. Got a megaphone at your mouth.
Do I really?
Yeah,
well,
I'm joking.
Okay, Tavares, come on, look, don't start because I'm going to try to be nice to you tonight.
I know,
okay?
Right, I know, right.
Because you know you're already at the top of my list, right?
Exactly, exactly.
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 Hey,
see,
people.
Hold on. Let me give you an introduction. Folks, if you don't
Lord.
Know who this is, this is my sister, so we have a relationship where we, you know, talk like this. But nevertheless, this is Miss Ice Cream, the host of the Ice Cream Scoop and Divine Woman of Inspiration.
Divine
right?
Woman of Change.
That's right, Divine Woman of Change.
See, that right there, that's
See?
The reason why you're at the top of my list.
Wow, wow. That's like calling me the Tavares Tyler Show, huh?
Exactly, or the Tavis Smiley Show.
Whoa.
Uh-huh, see, uh-huh.
You know what, you're about to get a mute. You're about to get a mute right now. And, folks, that was Miss Ice Cream on the Tavares Taylor Show. She can be mad at me, but, sis, I love you.
Y'all are crazy.
Now, let me bring it back up. Let me bring it back up. Go ahead, Ice Cream. What's going on back?
See, you're not even right. Look, people, first of all, let me apologize to everybody because I have not been able to do the Ice Cream Scoop for several reasons. Number one, my MP3 recorder started acting up on me. So I have not even been able to format my Ice Cream Scoop into MP3 format for Tavares. But nevertheless, last week, I'm just going to be real. Deanna, you know I'm going to tell the truth.
I'm about to mute you again. You are on the Tavares Taylor Show. You can't be exposing business like that on the Tavares
Taylor Show. No, it's not business. I mean, I was in the Bahamas.
Well, you know, that's your personal business. You know you got... let me tell you something. For y'all that really don't know, Ice Cream got guys emailing me talking about something. Who is Ice Cream Scoop? You know, how can I get at her? And then you're going to tell these fellas you out at the Bahamas.
That's okay. It was all good. Let me tell you what I found out while I was in the Bahamas, though. And actually, I started talking about this before I left, about the top five three-word phrases that a woman would hear a man say. Tavares, you would trip out, okay? You got to hear this. You really got to hear this.
In a live, John.
Live. Number five, come get me.
Because,
you know, you have those brothers that will be brave and try to leave out the house with their friends and think that their friends are going to cut for them when they get to where they're going. When they get there, they find out that what their friends are going to get is what they already got at home. So they pick up the phone and they call sister girl and say, hey, come get me. If you want to see your girl move, go out with your guys and then call her and tell her, come get me.
And our response is, here I come.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, the number four, now, this is for real. This is for real. Because, you know, guys have a tendency to ask a whole lot of questions. And sometimes, girl, you know, we ignore them. And they have this one question. There's this one question, you know, will you marry me? Okay. And all they want, the female, all they want to hear them say is, just say yes. Just say yes. Yeah. They don't want to hear them say nothing else. They just want to hear them say, just say yes. Tavares is like, are you serious? And I actually talked to both married and single people on my vacation about this. And these are some of the things that they said. Now, these next three are really going to trip you out, though. Okay? The number three, of course, I love you. It had to be in there, but it was not number one. Does that surprise you?
Of course.
It does surprise you?
Yeah.
Okay.
That term is so loosely used right now. I mean, but go ahead.
But it won't surprise you when you hear number two and number one.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Number two, of course, I'm coming home. And that's for all those people that have men who are across the waters, who are overseas, you know, and they're fighting for our country in the military, and they get that one phone call that they've really been waiting to hear all the time. For a very, very long time, and their honey calls them and tells them, I'm coming home. Sister girl goes, gets her nails done, gets her feet done, gets her hair done,
sure.
You know, goes to the spa for 3 or 4 hours or whatever, because her baby is coming home. So when he says, I'm coming home, you know that's it. Now, hold your seat, because the number one answer, the number one three-word phrase that a female wants to hear her significant other say, are y'all ready for this?
Come on. Mm-hmm.
Here's my paycheck. Now, are you surprised that I Love You was number three?
I'm just saying.
Isn't it pitiful?
It's
not surprising. Okay. Think about it. What will motivate a woman to move? Here's my paycheck.
What will motivate anybody to move?
This is true.
That dollar bill, y'all.
That dollar bill is all about the Benjamins. And just for everybody that knows me, I'm not like that at all. I'm a very down-to-earth, calm, cool, and collected young lady. And I just love to have fun. So I talk to people about stuff like this.
And that's why, you know what, you raise a great point, because I could relate to some of those, especially being overseas. I'm prior Air Force, so, you know, I was overseas, and, you know, hey, I've done
mm-hmm.
that. You know,
mm-hmm.
you know, all that good stuff. Matter of fact, I used to sneak to get on the telephone because, you know, you only had, like, a couple phone calls because you didn't want everybody.
Exactly.
You know, so it is what it is. But, yeah, that's what's up, fellas. Take heed. Take heed. There's five things that you could tell your woman. You don't know where it might take you, but you might want to use them.
Exactly.
And that's my girl, Ice Cream. Ice Cream, go ahead, give them your contact information, baby. Tell them how they can hit you up and check out
you can
Divine
look
Woman
me
of
up.
Change.
Yes, Divine Woman of Change. Every Thursday night, www.blogtalkradio.com/ Poetry Vote Radio. Or you can check me out on Facebook, facebook.com/ Ice Cream, spelled EyeCreemEimf. That stands for In Many Flavors. Yes. And don't forget, Ice Cream in Many Flavors, the official release date is November 21st. However, it is available through publishamerica.com. You can get your copy now. Please come check out my website, icecreaminmanyflavors.com. I am updating it on a regular basis with some of my new poetry that will be put in my next book, From Birth to Butterfly. I look forward to hearing from everybody. Hit me up.
Will do. Will do. Folks, that was Ice Cream. Thank you, sweetie. I appreciate it. Yeah, that's my sister, so I can talk to her like that. I'm going to call you later.
All right. You do that.
All right. Folks, that was Ms. Ice Cream. Thanks for stopping by with a live top five. Top things that women want guys to tell them. And that's what's up. I like that. That's good stuff. That's good stuff. Big shout out to the winner. I got about 5-6 emails. That's what's up. Y'all appreciate you. Jakenia Lawrence. Yep.
Oh, wow. That's my friend.
Yeah, that's your friend. Well, congratulations to your friend. And thank you for listening to the Tavares Taylor Show. She's got a nice little building wealth for generations. So we need to connect. We need to see what you do so I can get you on the show and talk some business. So, yes, you win your free copy, Congo Square, Tina Marie, with your answer, when Tina Marie was born, Santa Monica, California. All right, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. And we're going to keep things moving here on the Tavares Taylor Show. This is one of my little favorite segments. I think I just like the music. You know, it is called Soul Flavor in Your Ear. Marissa, take it away.
Yeah. All right, Boris. Well, since we were off last Sunday, I'm going to go ahead and just get you abreast of what occurred last week, what dropped last week, Tuesday, October 27th. Was Evolution of a Man by Brian McKnight. I believe that is his inspirational or gospel single on the album, so that you guys got to get that, sure. And also the soundtrack for This It, Michael Jackson's movie, dropped on Monday, October 26th. Ryan Leslie has dropped his new album on it's called Transition, November 3rd. And Anne-Marie is dropping her new album. It's called In Love and War. And all the others, you can check out Amazon new releases, and they can tell you everything that's going on from country to pop.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it. That's Soul Flavor in Your Ear. Be sure to cop some of those CDs. And I'm getting blown up right now. That's what's up. Be sure to. Hold on. Yeah, that's all right. That's all right. But yeah, getting blown up, I apologize for that. But yeah, be sure to check out those CDs. Check out that Brian McKnight. Check out all of them. Go buy them up. You know you're making that big money out there. And if you're not, then you need to step your game up and come on to one of our networking events. That's right. AAEW now has changed their name, and they are EPNet. And if you are in the Maryland, D.C., and Virginia area, come on by our networking mixers, and you might be able to, you know, promote your business and take your business and whatever you have, your entity, to the next level. Marissa, you had a special announcement.
Yes, calling all business owners. Register for IRS Crackdown webinar. It's going to be scheduled November 2nd from 7 p.m. To 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can register at www.jrenee, that's spelled R-E-N-E-A, financial.info. For more details, it's only $20 for priceless information.
Say that information one more time.
Sure. It's for the IRS crackdown. If you're a business owner, the young lady is going to give you a breakdown of all of the deductions and everything, legal deductions that you can use for your business. And you can visit www.jrenee, and spell R-E-N-E-A, financial.info for more details and to register and also to pay just the $20 fee. And it's going to be priceless information. This young lady has helped me out with my marketing business for Avon, and I've gotten excited again, and I'm just happy to have her be able to do this for everybody else.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Y'all be sure to check out that information. That's good stuff. That's good stuff, because a lot of folk don't know that you can write off a whole bunch of stuff. I know I write off a lot for my businesses. So, yeah, be sure to take advantage of it. It helps you out a lot. Also, be sure to check out Your Choice Destinations. That's right. If you're doing any kind of traveling at all, whether it's airline tickets that you need, sporting tickets, concert tickets, hotels, car rentals, you name it. Check out Your Choice Destinations. Make it your one-stop shop site, if that's even the way to put it. That's right. Make sure you go ahead and check it out. Check it out. Also, big shout out to our special guest this week, Miss Tina Marie, stopping by. Also to my girl, Miss Ice Cream. Thank y'all ladies so much. Be sure to check out Tina Marie tonight on TV One, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on TV One. Be sure to check out her website, officialtinamarie.com. Also, check her out on Twitter. Sign her up as a friend, Miss Tina Marie. And be sure to check out Miss Ice Cream at Divine Woman of Inspiration / Change. I'm just joking. It's Divine Woman of Change. She gonna call up here again and be mad at me, but you know, I'm sorry. She know I'm just messing with her. Also, big shout out to the boss lady and the folks over at WowURadio.net. What's going on, folks? Hit us up on Facebook, Twitter as well. Facebook, Tavares.Taylor. Twitter, Tav Taylor. Sign us up as your friend. Follow us. Do all that good stuff on a social networking tip. Also, check out our website, TavaresTaylor.com. What else? Y'all got anything else, Deanna?
No.
Support big brothers, big sisters. Yeah.
Yeah, we need men. Hey,
yeah.
That's three words I can say. We need men. There you go.
That's all right. That's all right. All right. Big brothers, big sisters. Check them out. Big brothers, big sisters. What is it? Y'all website, .org? Yeah.
It is. It is BBBS.org. That's the national website.
That's right. Big stuff.
Yes,
big
sir.
Stuff. And Marissa, shouts out to you and your Avon.
Yes, you know, Jingle Bells, Batman Smells, holidays coming around. So you might want to go ahead.
You gotta have a theme song.
Girl, that's right. You can go on to my website at youravon.com/Marissa Hanley. You can shop 24/7. And if you want to get free shipping, I will throw in the promotional code, which is FSNE. And that's F is in Frank, S is in Sam, NE. And you can have your order shipped directly to you with no charge.
Look at that there. Free shipping. We're giving away CDs and we got free shipping here on the Tavares Taylor Show. But that CD, I'm going to have to pay for shipping because I ain't got no promotional code. At the United States Postal Service. Well, folks, we want to say thank you so much for tuning in to the show. And in honor of all of the homecomings, HBCUs is going on, this is a special shout-out to all of the folks over at Howard and Norfolk State and Hampton and A&T's and just all over across the world, yo, all across the country. Big shout-out to y'all. Thank you all so much for listening to the Tavares Taylor Show. We're going to leave you with Mr. Eric Robeson with Howard Girls. And we'll see y'all next week.
All right.
Dress rocking some tatties. How she displays. Yeah. Boy. walking around without a care. Headphones in hand, a smile and a derriere. Shade of brown, crisp from the rays that's raining down. Never a rush, let's have some lunch. On the steps, cats playing jazz. Guess today we're skipping class. It's just the same numbers exchange. As she walks away, I think about yesterday. I'm not one to kiss and tell. Let's just say we knew each other well.
Take it over right here, man.